GTAC had proposed to build an access road to at least one of the three sites they'll be sampling, but spokesman Bob Seit says as long as the current logging roads and railroad grades are frozen, they won't need to do that.
We went to them and said, if we could do this, you know, get in there while the roads are all frozen, we can have virtually no impact on the roads, just get the samples and get out. We'll just scoop it out, put it in trucks, and haul it out.
No new roads means no additional environmental impact, so they won't need a stormwater runoff permit from the DNR. DNR hydrogeologist Larry Lynch says two of the sites were already busted up by U.S. Steel, which explored the area in 1960.
Sites 1 and 2 companies had done some previous blasting, so the rock is loose, and they're just using typical excavating equipment to pick the rock up and load it onto vehicles. Site 5, there wasn't blasting done, so they have to break the rock up, and they're proposing to use rock hammer to do it.
So Lynch says explosives won't be needed. About 800 tons of rocks will be taken from each of the three sites, all in Iron County. The rocks will be sent to a facility on Minnesota's Iron Range for analysis of content, including sulfides and asbestos-formed minerals. That in turn will be used by GTAC to apply for a permit to build a 4.5-mile-long open-pit iron ore mine in the Pinoki Range. That application may still be a year away. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.